This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about making changes in your life, okay, and how to make those changes and what changes that need to be made. Now, remember the very first most important change that we talked about is you need to make Jesus Lord of your life. And, you know, that doesn't mean just your Savior. There's a lot of people that have made Jesus their Savior but not their Lord. And I think I really want you to get a hold of this. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You need to quit trying to run your own life and go before Him. Find out what His will is, because that is the greatest place of fulfillment you'll ever have. Okay, and this is true even if you're 80. Get started, man. So we've been talking about this, that the second most important thing that change you need to make, if you haven't done it, is find out what God's will is for your life. And to be honest with you, you also need to find out what is God's will for your life next year, or because we're doing this at the end of the year. Find out what it is. Not just the big overall picture, but what am I supposed to be doing in the next 12 months? What am I supposed to be doing next month? Now, a lot of people have been hesitant about finding out the will of God, and they don't know the will of God for their lives. And some people have flat been told you can't know. And so we've kind of gone at that, and I'm going to hit it a little bit heavier tomorrow. Or today, excuse me. But remember this. Paul says there was a will for his life. He says, I have pressed on to may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. What does that mean? It means it's not automatically going to happen. That's in Philippians chapter 3. It's not going to automatically happen, right? There is something that Jesus has laid hold of you for. And the only way it's going to happen is as you press on and lay hold of it. That's the only way it's going to happen. Now, we also saw people have said that you can't know the will of God for your life. That's not true, because in Ephesians chapter 5, it says that you should not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, we've been addressing the thought process of, I'm not sure I want to know God's will for me or not, because they have a wrong perception of God. And that's the reason we have countless weeks on, not countless, that's an exaggeration, but we have lots of weeks on knowing and believing God's love for you. And if you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, you can listen to those and get yourself established in God's will for your life, okay? Or get yourself established in God's love, and that'll make you want to know His will, because you will know His will is going to be better for you. It really, truly is beyond anything you can ask or think. Okay, so, but we've been looking at this, and we're kind of going through that so that you get a hold of this. Now we're talking a little bit about how to find out if the first most important thing is making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. That's number one. Two is, you got to know God's will, because without that, there's no way to have a life with meaning, because that's the thing that you're going to be judged by in the last day, is God's will for your life. All those of you that have accepted Jesus, okay? What is God's will for your life? What have you done with God's will? Now, again, we'll just touch on this. And we're in Jeremiah 29:10. It says, For thus says the Lord, 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So if you've been told that God doesn't want you to have a great future, if you can't know the will of God, He's trying to get over to you. He knows what He's thinking, and He wants to do good to you. Now, notice this. Then he begins to get into how you can find out. He says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's good, and man, there's so much in that. Okay, Pastor, I want to know the will of God for my life. Okay, great. What's the first thing you need to do? go and call upon him. Now, there's two ways you can do this, okay? First is by getting into his word, because that tells you the general will of God for your life, okay? You can look in there. If it tells you to do something, that's the will of God. Okay, that's the will of God. And you need to start acting on that. You don't know that, it's going to be really hard for you to find the specific will. But then after that, there's the specific will. Now, see, I'm obligated as a Christian to know the general will of God for my life, right? That's what the Bible's for, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Okay, you got to get a hold of the basic instructions, right? And you need to quit arguing with it. You got to do what James says, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. You need to do that. But then after that, there are things that God wants you to know about your life. Like for me, he wanted me to know who to marry. I married my best friend, but he had to tell me that was the right one, okay? And the only way to do that is for me to call upon him. Now, there is something that Jesus has laid hold of you for that is not written in the scriptures. It's, are you called to be a plumber? Are you called to be a car salesman? Are you called to be a preacher? Are you called to be an electrician? Are you called to be a silversmith? There's something specific. Are you called to own a company? There's something specific that Jesus has laid hold of you for, and you're going to have to press on and lay hold of that. But in order to lay hold of it, you've got to know what it is. How are you going to know that? First, you've got to do exactly what it says here. They will call upon me. You need to call upon him. Now, don't just call upon him apart from the written word, because the written word protects you from hearing something false. You know, the Bible says there's many voices in the land, and none of them without significance. He says, my shepherd know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. My sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Here's the thing. That means that there is a stranger trying to get us to follow him. And how do you know the difference? The word of God. It says that the word of God will discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Okay? And there's so much here that we could get into, but you want to know God's will for your life, then you have to actually want to know it. Right? I know that sounds silly, but if you want to know the will of God for your life, then you actually have to want to know it. Now, I say this because notice here, I will call upon him. Go and pray to me. There are people who say, well, I want to know God's will, but they won't go to him and they won't pray to him. I don't have time. I'm busy. Then you don't really want to know. And it says, I will listen to you. That's good news. But notice this, you will seek me and find with me when you search for me with all your heart. This is the reason a lot of people don't know the will of God for their life, is they will not give themselves wholly to it to seek it with their whole heart. Okay, let me give you an illustration like this. Right now, both my wife and I, for this last year, we've been losing weight, okay? And we've been watching what we eat. And we're not eating very many carbs, and she's eating no sugar. I'm eating custard. It's hand over fist. I just got back from Peru. I have to be honest and confess myself. Just yesterday, I was in Lima, and I had 3 scoops of ice cream. I had 2 and then had to get another one. And then, because I like ice cream, okay? Now, here's the thing. My wife has lost far more weight than I have. Why? Because she's seeking it with her whole heart. Me, I'm not eating carbs mostly. I had a steak yesterday, and I had probably 5 French fries. My wife hadn't tasted a French fry in a year. She's doing better at it than me. Why? Because she's seeking it with her whole heart. I want it. People say, well, do you want to lose weight? Yeah, I want to lose weight. Do you want weight bad enough to lose weight bad enough you're not going to eat custard ice cream? No. No, I don't want it that bad. No, I surely don't. That's not me. If you were to ask her that question, she likes ice cream. She likes custard. If you were to ask her, do you want to lose weight bad enough that you'll give up custard and ice cream? Yes. Yes, I will. So want to know what? She's getting better results than I am. If you truly, it's not enough to say you want to know the will of God. It's enough to seek God with your whole heart where you abandon yourself to it. Well, you'll get up early or stay up late. You'll turn off the television. Lord, I want to know your will. I want to know the specific of your word. I want to know the general, you specific of what you called me to do. But you're going to have to give God all of you if you truly want to know the will of God for your life. Many of you, God wants you to know his will. He's not hiding it from you, but you can't hear it because you won't give him all of you. Okay? And he wants you to know. He wants you to know God's will for his life. He says, you will seek me and you will find me. You will find me. I'm not hiding from you, but you're having trouble finding me because you won't seek me with your whole heart. These plans that God has for you, you can know them if you will seek him with your whole heart. In other words, cut some things out and make this a priority. Just like me. You want to lose weight? Give it all you got. If you just want to play with it, cut out the carbs, but keep eating ice cream. It's just that simple. I don't want to lose weight that bad. Do you want to know God's will enough for your life that you'll embrace it, that you'll give it all that you have? I believe you will. And I'm going to be praying for you that you do. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more tomorrow about what you can do to know God's will for your life. That's really not the point of this teaching. But if we're talking about changing our lives, really the most important thing you change your life for is to know what you were born to do. That you can live a life of purpose, that you can live a life of meaning. That's what God's will for your life is. That you live a life of purpose and meaning, that you can be satisfied and fulfilled because God is in love with you and God wants better for you than you've ever possibly imagined. And he wants to do good for you. He has a future and hope. But the only way you're going to walk in it is to believe that enough that you forget everything else and go after it. I'm not saying quit your job, but the minute you walk in the door before you eat, why don't you get your Bible out, start reading, and find out some specific, and we'll talk about some little things you can do to make some changes that will affect you in a big way. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear.